I would like make it an open question about whether this process is licit, L-I-C-I-T, in terms of replacing Biden on the ballot. We are pushing on all of these issues related to the 25th Amendment. We're investigating Kamala Harris. Because normally there's a primary process for this information about her background to come out. That's gone. So this senior government official wants to be the president of the United States through a coup against the primary system. Well, in the ordinary course, we'd get some more information from even her campaign opponents. We're not getting that. So Judicial Watch once again has to do the heavy lifting. From her days in California to what she did as a senator. I'm trying to think, you know, the only time I saw or I recall seeing Kamala Harris in person was during those awful Kavanaugh hearings, and especially the hearing when he was smeared with fake rape allegations. And he emotionally rejected them and defended his honor. And I, if you may remember, I was sitting there in the room. So it was a small room. And I do remember Kamala Harris because it struck me, her odd behavior in that hearing. Sitting there smirking through the entire process. Just smirking. It was very odd. And it was like during very emotional periods. I mean, it was an extremely intense period, intense hearing. It was the most intense public policy experience I've ever really been through. The drama and tension in the room was really palpable. And Kamala Harris was sitting there kind of smirking and weirdly smiling the entire time. And it was, like I said, because I didn't really know who she really was.
Can you think of any laws that give government the power to make decisions about the male body?
Weird smirk on her face. So anyway, I digress a little bit.
I'm happy to.
That's my only Kamala Harris story I have in terms of seeing her in person that I can remember. But Judicial Watch is going to be doing all of this work, and because on the future of our republic, sadly, it looks like we may be the only ones doing it. I mean, a few other groups are going to be working on it, our friends at Heritage. I'm sure some individual members of Congress are going to ignore the zeitgeist here in Washington, D.C., and just keep on telling the truth about what's happening. And maybe some independent state's attorney general will take a look at these issues about the primary ballots and such. But if I were the Trump team, I would, like, make it an open question about whether this process is licit, L-I-C-I-T, in terms of replacing Biden on the ballot. And as I said on Maria's show, strictly enforce the law that I think it could be fairly interpreted that they can't do what they propose to do without significant civil rights violations and voting rights violations. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.